This is a Fox News alert. Searching for survivors in Baltimore. I'm Dave Anthony.
At approximately 1:30 a.m., a cargo ship leaving the Port of Baltimore struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This caused a catastrophic collapse of the bridge.
The video shows the whole span of the bridge just dropping into the river. Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld just said,
"At this time, this is an active search and rescue mission. We know there were individuals on the bridge at the time of the collapse working on the bridge."
Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says there are upwards of 7 people in the water. That's 50 feet deep, and sonar has detected vehicles underwater.
"We are still very much in an active search and rescue posture at this point, and we will continue to be for some time.
We know of 2 survivors. One was not injured. Another is hospitalized in serious condition. So why did this huge cargo ship crash into that bridge on Interstate 695? Wiedefeld says it was not terrorism. Fox's Mark Meredith reports President Biden's been briefed.
The White House is saying that they have no reason to believe there was any nefarious intent. So the operating assumption that they're going on is that it was an accident or something that was not necessarily meant to happen. But whether or not that is still the case, as we've heard from these numerous press conferences this morning, simply too soon to tell.
A jailed American journalist in Russia will stay behind bars. Evan Gershkovich ordered to remain in jail at least until June 30th. He was arrested almost a year ago, accused of being a spy. The U.S. says that's not true, calling Gershkovich wrongfully detained, demanding Russia set him free. The abortion issue back at the Supreme Court, which gave states the right to ban abortions. Today's case involves a medical method.
Mifepristone is a widely used drug to end pregnancies, and its approval process is facing legal challenges. The Alliance for Defending Freedom argues the FDA removed regulations like in-person doctor visits, making it less safe for women using the pill.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The hearing in that case is in about 2 hours. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former President Trump will go on trial in about 3 weeks in New York. The first one out of 4 criminal cases he's dealing with. A judge set the April 15th date, denying a Trump attempt to delay or dismiss the hush money case. The former president is charged with falsifying business records related to payments made in 2016 to keep an alleged affair quiet. Now, in a Trump civil case, he got a break in the cost of appealing a fraud ruling the former president calls fake and ridiculous.
The bond went from $454 million to be paid, down significantly to $175 million. The former president said that was fair, but focused on the bigger picture for him, the election. In remarks Monday, former President Trump said with the lower bond,
"I would also like to be able to use some of my cash to get elected. They don't want me to use my cash to get elected. They don't want that."
With no appellate decision,
"I'd have to start selling things.
That hurts the brand.
I became president because of the brand."
A formula he hopes will work once again. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Also in New York City, a police officer is being mourned. Jonathan Diller was shot and killed last night at a traffic stop in Queens.
After approaching the car, the suspect inside the vehicle displayed a firearm and pointed it toward the officers. Shots were fired, and one of our officers was struck.
NYPD Commissioner Edward Gabon, the gunman was also hit in return fire, identified as Guy Rivera. Another suspect is also in custody, Lindy Jones. Both have numerous prior arrests. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after selling that snapped the Nasdaq's 5-day streak of gains. In the women's college basketball tournament, top regional seeds USC and Iowa advanced to the Sweet 16. So did Connecticut, Gonzaga, Indiana, Notre Dame, NC State, and UCLA. In the NBA, the league's top team, Boston, had a 9-game win streak, leading Atlanta by 30 points last night. The Celtics blew it and lost to the Hawks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.